Well, one Northwest vegetable producer, Harvest Moon, is preparing to shift back to mechanical harvesting of its beetroot. It's currently picking the vegetable by hand, but the cost and access to labour is making the practice unviable. Sarah Abbott caught up with Agricultural Director Mark Cable at Forth.
Well, look, in this paddock just here, we've only got another couple of days to go. Then this crew will go on to Swede Harvest. We're on the home run. We've only got another small 3 hectares to go. And that still needs a bit of time to size up. But yes, we're on the home run. And this crew's been harvesting by hand since early December last year.
The harvest is happening by hand, but that's not the way you've always done things here, is it?
No, it isn't. We did try mechanical harvesting for several years, and that just didn't work out. And we've sort of done a complete backflip, and we've gone back to hand harvesting the last 4 years, purely just for the fact that we just found our returns weren't as good, and we seem to be damaging the beetroot quite a lot in the whole process of mechanical harvesting.
Is the main advantage of the mechanical harvesting the speed?
Look, it's not so much about the speed. It's more just about the people and the cost associated with the people. Regardless of COVID, the whole job of getting good, reliable staff in paddocks week in, week out is getting harder and harder. Luckily, this crew here is the Kiribatian crew who've famously have been on your ABC pages before due to their singing. The whole labour thing in our industry is just getting harder, and as I said, it's just getting dearer and dearer, and so that's why we're going back towards a mechanical harvesting operation.
Next year you'll be back to mechanical harvesting?
Yeah, that's right. The next crop starts again in December, so those plants are already in the ground and then growing well. And we're planning to mechanical harvesting all our Swede and beetroot crops. We're not going to ever completely remove all the labour out of the process. So what we're just trying to do is just remove it out of the field. We'll still believe we'll have a trimming process in the shed, but we've modified some old potato harvesters that we believe will do a really super gentle job in the field. And still present an article blemish-free and bruise-free and no marks on it, ready to present for the trimmers to trim it in the shed.
And where does most of the beetroot go?
It's all for Australian consumption, so all of the major retail outlets plus several food processors. It's a really good crop. It's a really good crop to grow. We don't have a lot of issues with it, other than some of this late stuff can get damaged by vermin like rats and mice. So it's a good crop to grow, and sales over the last sort of 5 years has been increasing year on year. So we're seeing good demand and good take up Australia wide.
Do you know what might explain that increase in demand?
Look, I think there's always been a history within Australia for beetroot consumption. Obviously, growing up as kids, some people wanted a slice of beetroot in their hamburger. So we've got that history of generations of eating beetroot. And I think these newer varieties, the fact that, we are doing a better job, the cooking shows are helping, it's got good colour. It adds to a dish on the table. It's a very versatile product. You can roast it. You can make chips out of it. It's good in salads. Personally, I have it every day in my juice with carrots. It's a very good versatile vegetable.
And because of that versatility, is the demand pretty even across the seasons, or is it up and down a bit?
It is up and down, and obviously a lot depends on, there's a lot of beetroot this time of the year coming out of southern Queensland in the Gat and Lockyer Valley region. So quite often we'll see, demand sort of diminish a bit over those winter months, and prices, there's always a fair bit of pressure on price over the winter months when Gatton's harvesting. And then again, as we move into the summer months again, it's more about the southern states, so Tasmania, Victoria and South Australia.
What are your long-term plans for the crop in the future, Mark?
We're trying to build on our supply base. We'd like to obviously create some more efficiencies and reduce some costs out of the whole program. At the moment, the whole beetroot program is grown on our own farms around the Forth region. One day we'd like to get it to a size and scale that we could go off farm and have contract growers grow for us. And that's why, again, we want to develop these processes around harvesting, so we can turn up there with a harvester and trailers and harvest a paddock in 2 or 3 days and then move out and go to the next one. As I said, it's a good vegetable. It's easy to grow. It's just about, you know, reducing some of these costs and streamlining the whole process.
Yeah, Harvest Moon Agricultural Director Mark Cable talking there to Sarah Abbott about the beetroot harvest and the Swede harvest. We love our Swedes. The company is looking to finish the season with around 1,000 tonnes of beetroot to process, going back to mechanical harvesting. And I suppose it's like the spuds. You do it in a certain way and you don't harm the vegetables.